Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim, you said something yesterday. Now, you were running, not fictitiously, I don't think. I think you're lining it up for maybe 2024. I don't know. You're thinking about running for office here. And so we had
not
said,
really.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You might have some time on your hands. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? You could be retired by that point. I hope not, but you could be. So we were talking about platforms. And I want to have a serious conversation about this. Because you had said you would move the Super Bowl to Saturday. Now, you and I had talked about this in the past. We have, off the air. You know, we talked about this in the Final Four, in the final game. Like, the Final Four should be Friday night, and then the final game should be Sunday. Super Bowl Saturday. I simply ask this, and I mean this, at 412-928-9370. And I mean this to you. Super Bowl Saturday. Tell me why not. Tell me why not.
Actually, you know what? Our friend Andy Lindberg, who does a lot of our web stuff, he pointed this out to me that you know, he wants it to stay on Sunday. And then the more I think about it, and I tweeted this out yesterday, actually, you add an extra game and the season, what's going to end up happening is that Super Bowl Sunday is going to end up being the Sunday before President's Day. Right? Can you see that? Like, it's pretty close to it already. But then,
so then in a sense, the people who are rallying to have Super Bowl Monday off work, they get they kill two birds with one stone, which you don't want to kill any birds, but if you can get two of them with one stone, it saves your arm a little bit. You don't have to have Tommy John.
Yeah, so it's more efficient.
Absolutely. Yes. So you think that that's going to happen if they add games to the schedule, then they'll push it back. And then essentially the people who are upset and want to have Super Bowl Monday off, then they'll get their cake and eat it too, is better, probably. There you are.
Yes. Now, and that would make it, I think, President's Day is another one of those holidays, kind of like Columbus Day, where it's like you don't get any mail and, you know, they're closed and government offices are closed, but it's business as usual for pretty much everybody else. That might make it business, you know, that might spur more people to take that, use that as an actual holiday.
See, I can go for that. I could go for that. I want to have the day after the Super Bowl off as a day, and not because I go and drink or go to a party or get all wild, because that doesn't really happen. I'm kind of past that in my life. I don't do that. Yeah. What I want to have is a decompression day, though, kind of at home. I want to have a fallout day. I want to go and revisit all the media stuff. I don't want to have that happen kind of at work, you know, although our work is great to do that.
Yes.
But
see, that's the thing, is that we wouldn't, for us, it would have to be a work day.
Right.
Because that's a big reaction day to the Super Bowl.
Particularly if the home team was in it, you know?
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can only hope.
I don't know. So, but until then, until that happens, why not Super Bowl Saturday? You know, they tore down Yankee Stadium. People talk about tradition all the time. There's a lot of traditions. A lot of traditions that get broken in sports and in life that you go ahead and you find a better way. That's one of the ones. And I understand the cycle. Whenever they put a week in for media and didn't make it the next week, whenever there was the expanse and widened it out to 2 weeks between the championship games and then the Super Bowl, that got rid of staying on the same timeline. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an issue anymore. Like, if this team played Sunday, then they have to play Sunday. You got to give them equal. No, you get 2 weeks off. You're going to heal up and you're going to be just fine. I'm totally for it. I think I'm for it. That's one of those things that could happen.
And the other thing is that teams, you know, they've already moved it up, haven't they? Where I think the teams arrive Sunday now, a full week ahead. And so, you know, you've got a weekend in front of it, so teams can arrive at the host city on a Saturday.
You bring up host city, and that's probably the rub in all of this, that the host city can have people for an elongated time, whereas if the host city, they would lose that Saturday night. You know, the Super Bowl, the game would be on Saturday, and a lot of people take off before the game even happens, but they would lose that. They have a full weekend of events before the game on Sunday. It would kind of be, I don't want to say a day of lost revenue, but that Saturday night then, people would be at the venue as opposed to out gallivanting on the town, and that's probably part of the hesitancy too. I don't know. And then Rich texts us.
Well, they got
says,
the made-for-TV. I'm sorry, they've even got the made-for-TV stuff. And because it, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, we've said it for so long that it just rolls off the tongue, and now it's Super Bowl Saturday night where they have all those parties, and I think a lot of those – some of those are made for TV events, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you're probably right. That's probably why it wouldn't happen. But, you know, what's convenient for us, it's, you know, that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Right. And that's the rub, the host city. Rich texts us and says, tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. That's a pretty good call. I've not really heard that all that much before. I'm kind of into it.
Peer pressure from
dead people. Yeah, what? I like it. I like it. I think that makes a lot of sense in what he
said. That was possible, but it does make sense.
It kind of does, you know, because young people need, or people who are alive need to keep it alive. But tradition is, it's peer pressure from dead people. Pretty good call. It'll never move though. It'll always be Super Bowl Sunday. It's branded. It's named. And like I said, the biggest thing is that revenue to the city, with which that you go and where the base where it's held. So there's that. It's gonna be real interesting too with this Super Bowl. To see what Tampa is going to look like this year, to see how many people gather, to see how many people go there, to see, you know, you really, I know Florida's different, but the party scene and all of that, it's going to be, I guess, strange is the way to put it, Jim, because we've been to Tampa a gazillion times, you and I both, and that's a really fun, good town, that's a good host town for a lot of different things, but I can't imagine it's going to have anywhere near the same feel for this Super Bowl.
No, and Tampa's it's a nice location for Pittsburgh to be in the Super Bowl. So
yeah, they're not
there
though.
Good things
happened.
They lost.
That
happened.
They're done. They've lost though. They're not going to be in it.
Oh, I know. But so. I'm just saying that when they were there way back when, then you know things did work out. But man, that was a long time ago now, huh?
Yeah, you starting to feel old.
Really. Yeah, it's like Jeff. You know, we were talking about Hank Fraley interviewing with the Steelers, and it's like Jeff Hathorn said earlier. It's like, wait a minute, wasn't he just at Robert Morris like yesterday? And that's what happens. You get old. Time does indeed fly. When you think back, you're like, really? You know,
more philosophy from Jim as we move forward. 412-928-9370. You sound they're going to put a statue of you outside the museum if you keep talking this way, Jim. It's
please.
A bunch of philosophical things from Jim.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.